Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
Mitchell Kezin Week.
All right, here we are at the end of the week. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
With us this week has been Mitchell Kezin, who is the director of Jingle Bell Rocks, a wonderful documentary film that you all should see. You can order it directly from him. That's the best way to go, right? Mitchell, where should people get that?
Yeah, absolutely. Just search jinglebellrocks.com. You can contact me through there, or Mitchell's Merry Mix. Either one will take you to contact page, and then I'll hook you up with either a physical DVD with chock full of extras, or a stream if you prefer that.
That's great.
And everyone who is from your broadcast, fans of this station, this network, this broadcast rather, I'll throw in a free soundtrack.
That's
CD.
Awesome.
Can't beat Thanks that, for being folks.
Thanks for being with us this week. We so appreciate it.
And I will say, sorry, Jim, that if you go to jinglebellrocks.com, you've got some links there too, Mitchell, that I've explored from some of the group that you are kind of a part of. So that's great as well. So there's lots of kind of great stuff to explore there. Yeah,
for sure. If you've got a day to basically waste, you can go very deep and meet all my fellow Merry Misfits trust me, it'll be
I resemble
a fun day.
That remark. So.
Okay, so let's just jump right back in. We have two more songs that you wanted to share with our listeners. So what's the first one we want to hear?
First one is most folks know this song through the Beach Boys. It was one of their big Christmas hits. It's called Santa's Beard. This one's done by an outsider music cat named Preston Penn, and I didn't know about this record until I stumbled over it, and apparently it's pretty rare. I didn't know this, but as soon as I saw the title, I was like, I was in, because I thought, is this the same song that I'm thinking of? And sure enough, it was, but done completely differently, of course, from the harmonies of the Beach Boys. So this is Santa's Beard by Preston Penn. Right.
Every Christmas night, Santa's beard is long and white. It's fluffy too, oh what a sight. It's stuck to his chin, cutting tight. He always wears it day and night.
He always wears it day and night.
He wears big black boots and a red cap too. His reindeer bring him from the North Pole to you. Each year he comes bringing lots of toys. He'll stop by your house if you're good girls and boys. Santa's beard is long and white. It's fluffy too, oh what a sight. It's stuck to his chin, cutting tight. He always wears it.
All right, I was not familiar with that song. I don't think I've ever heard the Beach Boys song either. Have you, Patrick? Oh.
I have. Okay. Unfortunately. But I like that version a whole lot better.
Okay.
I always thought it was kind of weird. I don't know. Mitchell, what do you think? I always thought, like, the Beach Boys certainly obviously have a long and varied, rich history with Christmas music, but I always kind of felt like that one was like, well, I don't know, you know, that's one they pitched in there, but that version was cool.
Yeah,
it
I'm
had
with
a totally
you.
Different.
I agree completely. I never dug the Beach Boys version of this. It was definitely a throwaway.
A filler.
I've never used it on a mix ever because it just didn't grab me, but this one did. It's got a really infectious, fun tempo, and some of the instrumentation is really groovy, and his voice is unusual, but still, very listenable. I tried to find out some info about him, and I couldn't find a
word. Is that right?
Word.
Wow.
I don't know anything about him, unfortunately. And according to Discogs, this is the only record he ever released. So, I'm sitting on a gold mine, apparently.
I mean, that to me felt believable. Like he was like a guy in the neighborhood that was telling you the story of this guy, and you were like, "Yes, I believe you."
Totally. Yes. Totally. Now, fans of alternative music know the band They Might Be Giants, and they also have a song called Santa's Beard, but it's a different song.
Oh, is that
entirely,
right? Wow.
So not to confuse the two, which I did when I originally posted this on my jingle. I have a Jingle Bell Rocks Facebook page if folks are interested, and I'm posting songs daily there too.
Yeah, that They Might Be Giants song is completely different song, and very funny though, by the way. Because it's one of the songs in a long tradition of songs where it's sort of like I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus or Santa Can't Stay or things like that, where there's like these songs about that have to do with about like adultery and things like that right within the song. Or familial,
A nod to naughtiness.
Disharmony, I guess. Right. So anyway.
Yes. Right.
Okay. So where are we here? One more, right? One more song.
Yeah. We're going to go out with a bang. This is from an album called Sugar and Booze. I mean, how can you not
exactly
be interested in an album with that title? By SNL, Saturday Night Live alumni Anna Gasteyer. And this was released in 2020. I don't think, maybe it was because of the fact that we were in the middle of a pandemic. It just was bad timing or what. But the whole record is absolutely phenomenal. And as you'll hear in this song, this sort of, this gives you a sense of what the entire record's going to sound and feel like. But definitely an album that I didn't pay any attention to until earlier this year. I bought it at the time, but I didn't listen to it. So it sat sealed in my bin, in my storage locker. And I finally was like, I got to listen to this. And oh my God, it's so great. It's so, so great. So there's special guests on the record. And this track, it's called Secret Santa, features Maya Rudolph, also a former SNL artist and actor and singer, and they're wonderful together, as you're about to hear.
Hey, Anna, where have you been, girl? I didn't see you at the holiday office party.
Oh, Maya, I'm so glad you called. I've needed a friend to lean on.
I think I got woke this weekend. Spill the beans.
Call me a banana, but I went down to Havana to buy my secret Santa a present today. But I slipped on a banana, woke up in a cabana, sipping rum and orange Fanta, so I think that I'll stay. My secret Santa's rich and handsome. He drives a fancy car. I knew just what to get him.
Fat cigar.
He finds my story silly. He says I laugh too loud. But now I see how life can be. I'm brassy and sassy and proud. So tell my secret Santa I'm staying in Havana. Don't want his big banana, and his gift will be late.
So let me get this straight. You flew down to Havana to buy that jerk a gift for the holiday office walk. Then you slipped on a banana, cracked your head on the sidewalk, and woke up in a cabana. And now you're spiritually, sexually, and politically enlightened? Yes.
Wow, how about that?
That was fantastic.
Oh man, that's a good way to go.
And that's the kind of song I think you have to listen to like 2, 3, 4 times to get all
so
of it.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it's growing on me more and more every time I hear it. And I wish I could dance the rumba. Because you want to get up on your feet and just dance like crazy.
Yeah, it's so moves great. And it's so funny and so interesting. So, what a great song. Yeah.
So for folks on the East Coast, she's actually on a little tour. I think she does a little comedy / singing thing. Christmas themed show, just like John Waters. So they're both on the road and coming to cities, primarily on the west, on the east coast, rather. Yeah, she's a really talented singer.
That's fantastic.
Totally agree. Well, yeah,
it's such great wordplay in that song.
Oh,
it's so smart.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That too. It's really smart.
Written I like by the her, Orange you know. Fanta reference in there. That was great.
Yeah, that was funny. That was really funny.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Mitchell Kessin, for bringing us these holiday treasures.
You're very welcome. It's been my pleasure. It's been a blast hanging with you guys and introducing you to some of the, I don't know, I think there's around 25 songs on this year's Merry Mix.
Amazing.
So that's just a small taste. It's a dude.
You are a monument to Christmas music, sir, that to not have repeated yourself over all these years. That's kind of mind-blowing. That's really amazing.
Yes. Not only did I not repeat myself, but like on a given mix, let's say I play instrumental Winter Wonderland, Chet Atkins, which is a beautiful instrumental record. That means I can't have any other version of Winter Wonderland on the mix that year, right? So, by anybody, because it's already used. So, that's just a few of the weird
rules. You gotta have rules.
I play by. Yeah, you gotta have rules. Otherwise, it's a free for all, and then it doesn't make any sense.
All right. Well, thanks very much. And as we mentioned, people,
thank you guys for all your support.
Check out Jingle Bell Rocks. Go to jinglebellrocks.com, and you can order the film there. It really, I'm not kidding around, peoples. I really can't recommend this highly enough. It's been, I'm not even kidding. When you know, Patrick and I, we've watched a lot of rock and music documentaries over the years and things like that. And this one just, I loved it because it just had such a different spirit to it. It like spoke to me as a music fan in a way that I think I had not seen before on film, because it was about, you know, being a music fan as much as anything. So I loved it.
Totally mind-blowing. Yeah, and I think if you reach out to Mitchell on his contact page there, he might even sign it for you. So you got a DVD copy. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to. And Jim, that was just, you know, perfect. I'm so glad that... Not glad. I'm a bit... overwhelmed that the film spoke to you on that level. And that, you know, I sought out to try and make, you know, I wanted to make sure I did justice to the songs that I'd selected and told those stories as best I could, and with each of the artists that I managed to secure, from Wayne Coyne to Run DMC to Moira Dedrick from the Free Design. Those names might be familiar to some folks, but I also wanted to tell a really good Christmas tale. You know, I wanted it to be a feel-good Christmas movie that had some depth and that would be, you know, kind of timeless. And so far, it's turning out that way. And you know, I envision people watching this when I'm long gone, and that's really a delightful thing. So thank you again so much for
I'll just say this
support.
To the community, when a film opens up with a guy crate digging, you know, you know this is for you, right? You know you've hit the play on the you've hit the play button on the right thing, right? Yeah, the right piece of content. So there you go.
That's beautiful.
That's all right. Great. Thanks again.
Thank
Mitchell,
you, Mitchell.
Hey, guys.
And happy holidays to everyone.
Happy holidays to everyone.
And, you know, spin some cool holiday songs, right? All right.
Yeah. Have yourselves a cool Yule.
It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us has been
Mitchell Kessin.
All right.
Thank you, Mitchell.
Thanks. And we'll talk to you all later.
people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!